B'siyata Dishmaya, we're going to start Brochus, Tavdalad, Omid Aleph, six lines from the top of the Omid. Omar Reb Yitzchok Bar Ada, V'omri Lo Omar Reb Yitzchok, Bereder of Idi. My Kro, what posuk do we learn from that David HaMelech actually had a harp over his bed? We mentioned on Daf Gimel Omid Beis that David HaMelech had a harp that reminded him when it was Chatzos, either he would change his style of learning from before Chatzos to after Chatzos, or he would wake up if he had dozed off at Chatzos. How do we know? Where is there such a pasuk that teaches us this? Says the Gemara, the pasuk is Ura Chvoidi, my covered, which means the fact that I was sleeping, I awakened that. I didn't allow my covered to be manifested by the fact that I'm just sleeping all night. Ura Hanevel V'chinoir, or Ira Shochar. I'm going to wake up even before dawn, before the day wakes up. I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to wake up with a Nevel V'chinoir through my harp. Continues the Gemara. Reb Zeira Omar. We discussed on Daf Gimel Amud Beis that Moshe Rabbeinu told Pari, that told the Mitzrim, that Makas Bechairus would be Kachatzois, approximately at Chatzois. And we had a big question. Why wasn't Moshe accurate? Hashem told him it would be at Chatzos, so tell Pari, Bachatzos. Why Kachatzos? And we mentioned the Gemara also that David HaMelech seemed to know exactly when Chatzos was, possibly thanks to his harp, where it says, Chatzos Laila Okum, I woke up exactly at Chatzos. So we have a situation where it seems that David HaMelech knew when Chatzos was, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not. And the Gemara is going to deal with that now. Reb Zeira Omar, Moshe Le'olam Havayoda. The truth is, Moshe Rabbeinu did know exactly when Chatzos was. But David Nami Havayoda. David also knew exactly when Chatzos was. V'kiven de David Havayoda, Kinoir Lomole. If David knew exactly when Chatzos is, what did he need his kinoir for? It seems that he knew even without the kinoir, like Moshe Rabbeinu knew, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not have a harp. Answers the Gemara, Lit Urei Mishinose. He needed the harp to wake him up in case he had dozed off before Chatzos. He should be awake at Chatzos. And this is Reb Zeira Lashitosoi. The same Reb Zeira writes on the Gimel Amud Beis that David HaMelech sometimes dozed off before Chatzos, and at Chatzos he woke up to praise Hashem and to learn Torah. Continues the Gemara. V'kiven de Moshe Havayoda, if Moshe indeed knew exactly when Chatzos was, Loma Leila Meimar Kachatzos, why did Moshe have to tell Paroi Kachatzos, approximately at Chatzos? Answers the Gemara, Moshe Kosova, Shemo Yit'u Antzignine Paroi, V'yoymur Badoyuhu. Moshe was afraid that the astrologers of Paroi would think that Chatzos is 2 minutes earlier. Chatzos would strike, according to the Mitzrim, and nothing would happen. There would be no Makas Bechairus, and they'll say Moshe is a liar. Moshe did not want that to happen, so he said approximately at Chatzos. So even if the Mitzrim would get the time wrong, nonetheless they would not perceive him, Moshe Rabbeinu, as being a liar. And Omar Mar, there's a quote in Chazal, Lamoid Lashoincho Loimar Ein Yoideh. It's kedai to get used to saying that you're not 100% sure about something. Shemo Tispade V'Teichaz. Maybe you'll be making a mistake, and people will catch you out, and you'll be caught making a mistake. And rather play safe, and if you're not 100% certain, or if other people might think you're making a mistake, just say that you're not 100% sure. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ashi Omar, Bepalga, Urta, Ditlesa, Noki, Arbasa, Havakoi. He's giving another explanation why Moshe Rabbeinu said Kachatzos. And he's saying that not the translation of the word Kachatzos means approximately at Chatzos. It means similar to Chatzos. Moshe was actually standing when he said that. He was in the middle of the night of between the 13th and the 14th, which is the night before Makas Bechairos was supposed to happen. It was exactly Chatzos, and Moshe said to him, "V'hochi ka'omar Moshe liYisrael," and this is what Moshe said to Klal Yisrael. In other midrashim, the word Yisrael is not mentioned because the truth is that Moshe said this to Pari, not to Klal Yisrael. But what did Moshe say? As follows. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said as follows, Lemochor, tomorrow, Ka Chatzois HaLayla, similar, like tonight, at Chatzois, at this time, tomorrow, Ki Ho'idna, like today, Ani Yoytza B'Soich Mitzrayim, Hashem says he's going to come down to Mitzrayim and strike them with Makas B'Chayrus. Continues the Gemara. The Pasuk says, L'David Shomro Nafshi Ki Chosid Oni. I deserve, says David HaMelech, to be protected. My nefesh, my spirit deserves to be protected because I am a chosid, a righteous person, somebody who's doing more than I have to. Chasidus is always doing beyond the letter of the law. What was he referring to? What was David HaMelech doing so spectacular that he felt that he deserved extra protection? Levi v'Rabbi Yitzchok. The two explanations, one said by Levi, one by Rabbi Yitzchok. Chad Omar, one of them said, Kach Omar David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David said as follows to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Loi chosid ani? Am I not a chosid? Shekol malchei Mizrach v'mayriv, all the kings of the world, on Mizrach and on Mayriv, on the west and on the east, Yesheinim, they sleep at Sholei Shois, well into the third hour of the day. V'ani, but I, David HaMelech, Chatzois Laila Okum Lohidis Lecho, I stand up and I wake up at Chatzois to praise you and to learn Torah. V'idoch, the other explanation was, Kach Omar David Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech said as follows to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Loi Chosid Ani, am I not a Chosid? Shekol Malchei Mizrach V'Mayriv Yoishvim Agudois Agudois Bechvoidom. All the kings of the world, they are sitting around in groups, in a very glorified fashion. V'ani, but I, David, yodi meluchleches badam ubishvir ubishilya. I dirty my hands. I soil my hands with blood, with the afterbirths, whether it's the placentas or the amniotic sac or whatever it may be that an isha woman delivers after birth, and she has to know whether she is Tommy Thomas Leder or not Tommy. And David HaMelech was prepared to dirty his hands and verify the halacha for them, kedei letayir isha lebailo, in order to purify and allow a woman to be tohir to her husband. And the Mefarshim may explain exactly what the shailas are, when there's a shaila. We don't need to go into them now. V'loy oid, not only that, says David HaMelech, elo kol ma shani oisa, every time I do something, every time I give a psak in any area of halacha, ani nimlach mefiboishes, I consult with mefiboishes Rebbe, with my Rebbe. Vo'imer lo yenasei to mefiboishes, mefiboishes Rebbe, yofo danti, did I judge right? Yofo chiyavti, was I correct when I told somebody he was chayav? Yofo zochisi, yofo taharti, yofo tomesi. I would ask him exactly when I said Tohir, when I said Tommy, when I said Zakai, when I said Chayev, every psak, I would ask Mufiboishes, was I right? V'lei boishti, and I was not embarrassed to ask, even though sometimes he told me that I'd made a mistake. Omar Rabbi Yeshua Breder of Idi, Maikro, where do we see this in the Pasuk? He says, it says in the Pasuk, V'adabro b'edu yisecho neged melochim v'loy eivosh. I used to speak about the halachic rulings of the Torah with melochim. He referred to Mephibosheth as Rebbe, as a king. The Chachomim are often called kings. V'loy eivosh, and I was not embarrassed. Says the Gemara Tana, we learnt in Ebraisa, Loi Mephibosheth Shemoi. Really, David HaMelech's Rebbe was not called Mephibosheth. Elo ish boishes Shemoi. His name was Ish Boishes. V'loma nikra shmoi v'mephibosheth. Why was he called or referred to as Mephibosheth? Shehoyah mevayish pnei David b'halocha. He used to embarrass David HaMelech with the halocha. And David HaMelech used to say, I ruled such and such. And Mephibosheth would say, I'm sorry, David, you made a mistake. And David would get embarrassed. He wanted to know the truth. Lefikach zocha David merited v'yotza mimenu kilov. He was zeicher to a descendant called Kilov. V'omer Rabbi Yechanan says, Loi Kilov Shmoi. His name was not Kilov. Elo Daniel Shmoi. His real name was Daniel. V'loma nikra Shmoi Kilov. Why was this Daniel, a descendant of David HaMelech, referred to as Kilov? Shehoyo machlim pnei Mephibosheth behalocha. He would in turn be an even greater chacham than Mephibosheth, and he would embarrass Mephibosheth by proving to him that the halachas were not always like he had said. V'olov omar Shleima b'chochmosoi, Shleima Melech referred to this Kilov, who was his son. Shleima Melech was David HaMelech's son, and this Kilov, stroke Daniel, was Shleima Melech's son. And Shleima Melech said about him, B'ni my son, im chocham libcho, since you are such a chocham, yismach libi gam oni, my heart is also full of simcha. Vo'imer, and Shleima Melech said in another pasuk, chacham b'ni, my child, perfect your levels of chochma, v'smach libi, and then my heart will also be happy. V'shiva chayrfi davar. Continues the Gemara. V'David mikoroi lenafshei chosid. Could it possibly be that David HaMelech referred to himself as a chosid, saying that I deserved extra protection? V'oksiv, it says in the pasuk, lulei he'emamti lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz hachaim. Had I not believed in Hashem that I was going to get schar, etc. And this word, lulei amanti, had I not believed, Chazal adarshan that posuk. Betana mishmeder Rabbi Yosi, we learned in a brisa from Rabbi Yosi, loma nokud al lulei, the letters lamed and aleph of lulei have dots on top of them to limit the if not. Which means that lulei amanti, there was a certain aspect where I did not believe I would get schar. Omar David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David said to Hashem, Riboyne Shalom, Muftach ani b'cho sh'ata mashalim schar toiv la tzadikim la'osid lovoy. I have no doubt that you're going to give schar to tzadikim in Gan Eden, in Osid Lavoy. Aval eini yoidea im yesh li chelik b'neim, im lav. I, David HaMelech, am doubtful as to whether I myself will have a chelik in them. So how can you say here that David HaMelech said that Shomron Nafshi, protect me, ki chosid oni? Says the Gemara, Shemo Yigrei Machet. David HaMelech knew that at this point in time he was deserving of Shmira, but he wasn't sure whether ultimately he would be deserving of Schar La'osid Lavoy, because maybe he would do some Averus before then. Kedor Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, we find a similar concept from Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. The Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Rami, he asked a stira in two psukim. Ksiv, in one pasuk it says, "V'hine onoichi ma'chushmarticha b'chayla shetelich." The Hashem said to Yaakov Avinu, "I'm going to be with you and I'm going to protect you in all your ways." Uchsiv, in a different pasuk it says, "V'yira Yaakov Moed." Yaakov Avinu was scared that Esav would kill him. Hashem had promised him he would protect him. Why was he afraid? Omar says, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Shemo Yigrei Machet. Yaakov was afraid that maybe he had done an Avera after Hashem had promised him to protect him, and because of that Avera, he would lose that protection. Kedetanya, we found a similar concept in a brisa. The pasuk says, when Klal Yisrael went through the Yamsuf, it says, Ad Yavir Amcho Hashem, Ad Yavir Amzu Koniso. That they passed through, it wasn't only referring to Klal Yisrael that went through the Yam, it was also referring to Yeshua many generations later. Twice. Once they referred to Amcha Hashem, and once they were referred to as Amzu Konisa. Says the Gemara, Ad Yavir Amcha Hashem, the words Ad Yavir Amcha Hashem are referring to when Zubia Rishayna, it's referring to the time where they went into Eretz Yisrael with Yahushua. Ad Yavir Amzu Konisa, when it says at the second half of the Pasuk that Ad Yavir Amzu Konisa Zubia Shneh, was the second time they're going to come into Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra after Golos Bovil. And in the second time it doesn't say Amcho Hashem like the first time, it just says Amzu. Mikan Omru Chachomim, from here the Chachomim determined that Ru'uyen Hoyu Yisrael La'aseis Lem Neski Bime Ezra. The truth is that when they came back after Golos Bovel, they should have had the same tremendous nisim as they saw when Yeshua bin Nun took them into Eretz Yisrael. So why not? Why taka, but when Ezra came in, they needed the mercy of the Gentile kings, and there were no great nisim as there were when Yeshua bin Nun went in. Elo shegora machet. There, taka happened that even though they should have and they were slated to get those nisim and to experience those nisim, nonetheless they did not get those nisim because of an avera they had done. And we see there that an avera can minimize or take away the protection that they were deserving. And therefore Yaakov Avinu was scared and David HaMelech was doubtful. Now the Gemara here does not tell us which chet caused the people who came in after Golus Bavel, back into Eretz Yisrael, which chet it was, which Avera caused them to lose the schus of having those nisim. The Zohar tells us it was intermarriage. There were people that were marrying non-Jewish women, Nisue Nochries, and that Avera took away from them the transition back into Eretz Yisrael, that it shouldn't be with a form of open nisim. Continues the Gemara. We're now going back to our first Mishnah, where there's a machlekes in the Mishnah. Until what time can one and should one say Krishma Shel Arvis? We saw that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's Ad Soif HaShmoyer Rishoyna, and we saw in the Gemara that Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's three Mishmoris, which means 4 hours into the night. That's the time that when people go to sleep. Anyone that is planning to sleep during the night will go to sleep within the first 4 hours. The Chachomim say till Chatzos. The Gemara is going to discuss that. Chachomim keman svir lohu. Who do the Chachomim hold like? Ikra b'liyaza svir lohu. If they hold that the word u'b'shach b'cha means all the while that people go to sleep, leimu k'rabbi Eliezer, then say like Rabbi Eliezer, and people only go to sleep the first 4 hours of the night. It's not common for people to go to sleep after 4 hours of the night have passed. V'ikram and Gamliel, if you learn like Rav Gamliel, who holds that the whole night, which means that Ubashach Bacha doesn't mean when you go to sleep, it means the time that people are asleep, and people sleep all night, Leimer Kerem Gamliel, then say, Yuchachamim, say that the Aloch is like Rav Gamliel, that Ubashach Bacha means when people are sleeping, it's all night. Why do you say Til Chatzois? Says the Gemara, Lo'ilam Kerem Gamliel Svir Elohu. The Chachomim agree with Rabbi Gamliel that Ubashach Bacha means whenever people are sleeping, which is the whole night. Why did the Chachomim say Ad Chatzos? Kedei Leharchik Odom in Avera. As we saw previously, that if a person is not going to be careful to say Krishma before Chatzos, he's going to end up delaying it. He may even fall asleep, as we're going to see in the Gemara in a minute. And then he's going to miss Krishma altogether, until even after Alois, and he'll have lost the whole mitzvah Krishma Shelailo of that night. In order to make sure that doesn't happen, the Chachomim said you must say Krishma till Chatzos. Some poskim hold that the Chachomim was so stringent in this that unless somebody is onus, like we saw in the case where the children of Rabbi Gamliel who were at Chasna, but if it's stam that you miss Krishma before Chatzos, you cannot say after Chatzos according to the Chachomim. Not everyone agrees with this, but they held Zman Krishma is till Chatzos in order that you shouldn't chas v'shalom be over the Issa Deraisa of missing the whole night. Kedetanya, as we saw in the Braisa goes as follows: Chachomim osu siog ledivrem. The Chachomim, they made a guard with their takonis. A person's working in the field all day. He's going to come home in the evening from his field. Va'oyma is going to say to himself, Eilich lebeisi, I'll go home. Va'oychel kima, I'll eat a little bit. Va'eshte kima, I'll drink a little bit. Va'ishon kima, I'll take a little nap. Va'achakach ekru krishma, and then I'll say kriyashma when it's tzeitzak echovim. Ve'espalil, and I'll daven ma'ariv. And what's going to happen in the meantime? Chotfoso yishena, he's going to fall asleep. V'nim tzayoshin kol alaylo, he's going to wake up the next morning, and he's going to have missed Krishma Shel Arvis. Aval, what should he do? Odom bo min asode, he should come home from work, bo erev in the evening. Nichnas lebeis haknesses, he should go into the shul. Imroge likrois, if all he knows is to read chumash, Tanakh, he should be koira. Imroge lishnois, shoina, if he can learn Mishnayos Gemara, he should learn Mishnayos Gemara. And when it comes to Tzeisak Echovim Akira Krishma, he should say Krishma Umis Balil and Davin Mayriv, and then he'll go home. V'oichel Pito Yimavorich, he'll have his Suda, and he'll bench. There's a question why the Braisa brings in the fact that he's going to have a meal after he comes home. It's not really the Inyan here. Some delete these three words. And the Braisa continues, V'chol O'iver El Divrei Chachomim Chayiv Misa. If you're O'iver on Divrei Chachomim, and you don't Davin Mayriv at the first opportunity, then you're going to be chayiv misa. Ask the Gemara, Ma'ishna b'chol duchta, deloiktoni chayiv misa. We know that there are many derabbonons, and the rule of somebody who's oivon divrei rabbonon or chayiv misa is across the board. Why did the Braisa choose to say this, especially over here, regarding Krishma Shel Arvis? Ma'ishna hocha diktoni chayiv misa. In other places, it does not mention it specifically. So The Gemara is going to give two suggestions. Ibayis Eimer Mishum De'ika Oinus Shena. Sleep is very seductive, it's very powerful, and the sleep is going to make you be ma'anis you, it's going to make you be forced to skip Krishna the whole night. It's going to force you to stay asleep. That's the power of Shena. And since sleep is so powerful, we have to stress and re-stress that if you allow sleep to overtake you, you're going to be liable. Another explanation. When it says Chayev Misa, it doesn't mean it's not regarding the time that you say Kriyas Shema. It's regarding davening Ma'ariv altogether. If somebody feels or thinks that Ma'ariv is not Chayva, and we're going to see in the Sugis later on, there are some opinions that hold that Tfilas Ma'ariv is Rishus. We don't paskin like that, but there are some who hold that way. And he's going to think, okay, it's not so important. It's not the end of the world. I'll miss Ma'ariv. It doesn't matter. For that, it says, no. The halacha is that Tfilas Arvis is Chayva, Kumashman on the Chayva, and if you're not going to respect that, Chayev Misa. The extra stringent expression of the Chiyuv Misa is just in order to stop a person getting carried away with a false belief that Ma'ariv is just a Rishus. Continues the Gemara Omar Mar. Koyre Kriyashma Misbalil, we saw in the Braisa, when it discusses the Seder, it says first you say Kriyashma, and then you daven Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv, and that's what we do as well. We all know, you come to Shul, first you say Kriyashma, and then you say Shmoneh Esrei. This seems to be something not straightforward. Mesayeh Alel Rabbi Yechanan, this Braisa is proof to the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. Domer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan holds, Ezeu ben Oilem Abba. You want to know if you're ben oilem abo? Ze asaymech ke'ula letfilo shel arvis. We know there's a halacha of saymech ke'ula letfilo, which means that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim just before saying Shmoneh Esrei. And Mitzrayim is mentioned in Kriyas Shema, in the parasha of Vayomer, the end of Kriyas Shema. And if just after Kriyas Shema you say Shmoneh Esrei with Ma'ariv, then you're ben oilem abo. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. So you see that Kriyas Shema is said before Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer, Rabbi Shua ben Levi argues the Rabbi Yechanan. He says Tfilois be'emtza tiknum. You say Kriyas Shema twice every day, once Shacharis and once with Ma'ariv. All the three Shmoneh Esreis of the day are between the two Kriyas Shemas. Shacharis we know is after Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis, the Shmoneh Esrei of Shacharis. Mincha is clearly before the Kriyas Shema of Ma'ariv and after the Kriyas Shema of Shacharis. The Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv is also before the Kriyas Shema of Arvis, not like Rabbi Yechanan. You first say Shmoneh Esrei and then you say Kriyas Shema, not like the Braisa here. B'mayko miflugi. What's the oimek of their argument? What are they arguing about? We know that there's a difference in halacha between the two of them, but what made them argue? The Gemara is going to give two suggestions. Iboyisei Mekra, either from a Pasuk, Iboyisei Mesvara, or they're arguing in logic. Iboyisei Mesvara, you want to know where they differ in logic, is like this. Rabbi Yechanan, so Rabbi Yechanan holds, Ge'ula Me'urta Nami Hava. Because the Ge'ula of Yitzias Mitzrayim happened in two stages. At night, it was Makas Bechairos, and the Mitzrayim went round telling Klal Yisrael, just get out of here, you're free. But we know they didn't leave till the morning. Hashem said, you don't go out of your house till the morning. In the day, sometime during the day, in the middle of the day, they proudly left Mitzrayim, that was the final Ge'ula. But it started at Makas Bechairos, which was at night. So Rabbi Yechanan says, the Ge'ula Me'urta Nami Hava. The evening is also a Ge'ula. The Yitzias Mitzrayim of the night is also valuable. Elo Ge'ula Ma'aliyas Eloi Hava. It wasn't as Maila, it wasn't as amazing as the Yitzias Mitzrayim of the day. Elo Ad Safra. In the morning was the real final Ge'ulas Mitzrayim. And therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says, since the Geula, the Yitzias Mitzrayim of Laila, has also got value, and therefore there's a Maila of Seimech Geula Litfila, not only with Shacharis, but also with Ma'ariv. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Savar, Kiven de Lehava Ele Mitzafra, Lehava Geula Ma'aliosa. Since they could not leave Mitzrayim till the morning, the Yitzias Mitzrayim of the night is not considered the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore there's no concept of Seimech Geula Litfila with Ma'ariv. That's as far as the logic is concerned. V'iboyis eimakrop. If you want, we can learn it even from Psukim. Ushnei mikro echod dorshu. Both of them, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, are both based on the same pasuk. Tichsiv, it says in the pasuk, uvashach b'cha, uvkumecha. There's some comparison between the Kriyas Shema said b'shach b'cha when you're going to sleep, and uvkumecha when you're getting up, which is shacharis. Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar, Rabbi Yochanan says makish shchiva lekimo. We compare ma'ariv to shacharis. Ma kimo in the same way as when you wake up in the morning, Kriyas Shema v'achar kach tefila. You say Kriyas Shema shel shacharis before the Shmoneh Esrei of shacharis. Af shchiva nami when you go to sleep as well. Kriyas Shema, first you say Kriyas Shema v'achar kach tefila, and only after that you say the Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Sovar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi argues and says, no, I'm also comparing going to sleep, the Ma'ariv, to Shacharis, but in a different way. Makish Shchiva Lekima. Makimo, in the same way as in the morning, Kriyas Shema Samuch L'mitasai, the first thing you do after you get out of bed, the thing you do when you're closest to having been in bed, is Kriyas Shema. And only afterwards you say Shmoneh Esrei, because everybody agrees you're Samuch Ke'ula L'tfila. In Shacharis, you first say Kriyas Shema and only then you say Shmoneh Esrei. Af Shchiva Nami, so too in the night, when you go to sleep, Somuch, Kriyas Shema, Somuch L'mitasai. That you should say the Kriyas Shema as the last thing you do just before you go back into bed. And that's the Pasuk which Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is based on. Ask the Gemara, Mosiv Mar Bereid Ravina. We learned in a Braisa, or in a Mishnah, we're going to see in a Mishnah later on, Ba'erev, regarding Ma'ariv, Mavarich Shtaim Lefaneo or Shtaim Lachareo. There's two brachas before Shema and two brachas after Shema. V'i Omras Boyelis Moich, if you say there's a Chiyuv, like Rabbi Yechanan says, you have to be Seimach Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis to Shmonesha, Holoiko Samech Gula Letfila. Where's the Gula? The Gula is in the last parish of Shema. But you've got two whole brachas after that, the Emunah Kol Zois and Hashkivenu, which are breaking up the Geula from the Tefillah. D'haboyel emeim Hashkivenu, you have to say the brach of Hashkivenu. Answers the Gemara, Omri, they answered as follows, Kiven d'tiknu Rabbonon Hashkivenu, since the Rabbonon were mechayev us to make this bracha immediately after Kriyas Shema, k'geula arich d'damya. It's considered like just an extension of the Geula mentioned at the end of Kriyas Shema, and the Geula mentioned in the first bracha after Kriyas Shema also mentions Geula. Nashkivenu is an extension of that, so it's not considered a break between the Geula and the Tefillah. Dilei Teimahochi, if you don't use a concept like that, we have another problem. Shacharis Heichamotzi Samich. Everybody agrees that there's a chiyuv of Samich Geula Letfila by Shacharis. And Shacharis v'omer b'yechanon, b'yechanon himself said, b'tchila oimer, before you start Shmoneh Esrei of Shacharis, you should say, Hashem Tzvos Ha'itivtoch. Ulebesoi, for the end of Shmoneh Esrei, you should say, hu oimer, yiu l'rotzein imrei fi. So you see there's a break between the Geula, Goal Yisrael, and Shmoneh Esrei. You make an interruption by saying, Hashem Tzvos Ha'itivtoch. Elohosom, kiven d'tikn rabonon l'meimar, Hashem Tzvos Ha'itivtoch, k'tfila arich t'domi, since Chachomim said that you have to be makdim, you start Shmoneh Esrei by saying Hashem Tzvos Ha'itivtoch, it's an extension of Shmoneh Esrei, not an interruption. Hachanami so too regarding Soimich Geula L'Tfilah of Ma'ariv, Kiven D'Tikn Rabbonon L'Meimar Hashkivenu, since the Chachomim said you have to make that second bracha of Hashkivenu, K'Geula Arich D'Damya, it's considered an extension of the Geula and not an interruption. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rebbe Lozor, Omar Bavina. Kol ha'oimir tehillah l'David b'chol yoim, sholish pa'omim. Anyone who says tehillah l'David, which we also know as the perek of Ashrei, you say Ashrei three times every day, muftach leishu ben oylem abo, it's guaranteed that you're a ben oylem abo. My tama, what's so special about Ashrei? That if you say that every day the way you're supposed to, you're ben oylem abo. Ilema, are you going to say that the maila of this perek, mishum de asya ba aleph beis, it's got all the aleph beis in them in order? Neima ashrei tmimei derech, de asya betamna ampin. Why don't you say the perek kuf yotes? And it has in Tilim, and the perek kuf yotes has the whole aleph beis in order 8 times. Elo, no, it's not because it's aleph beis, mishum de isbe peseach es yodecho. Because the parasha of Ashrei, the Tehillah l'David, contains the pasuk of Peseach Es Yodecha, which special care has to be taken to say it with Kavona. Some poskim say if you don't say it with Kavona, you should go back and say it again, where it's referring to the way Hashem gives sustenance to all of Klal Yisrael, to the whole of creation. Therefore, there's special value in this perek. Says the Gemara, okay, so name a Halila Gadol. Why don't you say the Perek in Telem called Halila Gadol, which is what we know as the 26 Kilo Olam Chazdois, which we say on Shabbos in Davening. Tichsiv Be, over there it says, Noisin Nechem Lachal Basar. It also mentions the way Hashem gives sustenance to all of creation. We should say that three times every day, and then merit being a Ben Olam Abba. Says the Gemara, Elam Mishum Is Beitarti. This Tehillah L'David has two virtues. Number one, it's got the virtue of having the whole Aleph base in order. Number two, it mentions the fact that Hashem sustains all of creation. Therefore, there's special value in saying this parasha three times every day with Kavona. Continues the Gemara. We mentioned Ashrei. We're going to speak about another concept, another Nekuda in Ashrei. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mipneimar Loinema Nun Ba'ashrei. For those who are following the Aleph base of Ashrei, you'll see it says Malchus Cha Malchus Kol Olamim Umshaltecha Bechol Doiver Doir Soimeich Hashem Lechol Anoflim Vezekif Lechol Akfufim, that it goes straight from Mem to Samach. Where's the Nun? So Rabbi Yochanan was wondering Mipneimar Loinemar Nun Ba'ashrei. Mipnei Sheyesh Bo Mapaloson Shel Yisrael. The word Nun resembles Nefila, which is falling. It says in the pasuk, "Nafla loisoisif kum," that there's going to be nefilah, such an nefilah that they're not going to get up from again. Basulas Yisrael, referring to Klal Yisrael. We don't want to mention in Tehillah L'David such a level of nefilah, and therefore there's no nun. But Marava Matarzi in Eretz Yisrael, they learned this pasuk a little bit differently. It didn't help to bring the nun back into Ashrei. At least it gives us a bit more hope that they learned the pasuk. They put the comma before the word kum. Nafla lois v'loisoisif, when you've fallen and you're not going to continue linpoil oid, you're not going to continue falling, kum basulas yishal, Klal Yisrael are going to stand up again. But either way, the nun is referring to some form of nefila, and that's why it did not find its way into Ashrei. Omer Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchok added, even though you don't want to mention in Ashrei the Nefila, the falling of Klal Yisrael, nonetheless, Afila Hocha, Chazar David V'Somchon Beruach HaKodesh, Shenemar Seimeich Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. Regarding the support that we're going to have while we're falling, and to help us get back up, the Seimeich, and there in the Samach it mentions the Noiflim, it doesn't start a pasuk with Nun, which is the Nefila. But the Ruach HaKodesh had it that the Noiflim are mentioned in Ashrei in reference to the support they get. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Elazar bar Avina, Godol ma shenemar b'michoel, the Malach Michoel, when it does his job, his duty, he's doing it in an even greater way, Yoisem ma shenemar b'Gavriel, more than the Malach Gavriel. De'ilu b'michoel, regarding the Malach of Michoel, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayo'of Eilai Echod min Asrafim. One of the Srafim leaped to do his job. A single leap. Didn't have to stop along the way to take a rest. Ve'ilu gabe Gavril, regarding the Malach Gavril, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vahoish Gavril Ashor Isi Vechozoin Batchila Mu'of Bia'of. There were two off. There was twice he jumped. He had one jump, and then he had a second jump. Because the Malach Gavril is coming to do din, to give punishment, and it's not comfortable, and therefore he was created in a way that when he sets out to do din, he stops along the way, that way delaying his journey a bit, and those people who are deserving of the punishment should have a little bit more time to do tshuva and be saved from the din. Asks the Gemara, Umay mashma dahai echod micholhu. In the first pasuk you mentioned, it says Vayo'of Eli Echod min Asrafim. That Vayo'of, a single jump, who was that? Echod min Asrafim, one of the Malachim. Who told you that one is Michael? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Asya Echod Echod. There's another pasuk that says Echod, referring to Malach, and there it's explicitly Michael. So we assume that this one is also. Ksiv Hacha, it says in this pasuk, Vayo'of Eli Echod min Asrafim. Uchsiv Hosom, and there's another pasuk that says, "V'hine Michol Echod Achad Hasorim Horishoinim Bola Ozreini," and there it says explicitly Michol, and he's called Achad Hasorim. Tana, we learnt in the Brisa, as a continuation of this, Michoel ba'achas, the Malach Michoel, when he does his job, he does it in one leap. Gavriel b'shtaim, as we saw, Gavriel does it in two leaps. Eliyahu, when Eliyahu Anovi does his job, ba'arba, he does it in four leaps. Umalach HaMoves, when the Malach HaMoves does his job, b'shmoino, he needs eight. Ubashas HaMageifa, when there's a terrible sakona, and there's a Mageifa, then he does his job in a single leap. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Afel Pisha Kora Odom Kriyas Shema Bebeis HaKnesses, even though a person is in shul and he davens Ma'ariv and he says Kriyas Shema Min HaTorah to be Mekayim Uvashach B'chov Kumecha, Mitzvah L'Kriyas Yal Mitosoi, there's a mitzvah to read the parashas of Kriyas Shema when he's going to sleep, because it's kedai for a person to go to sleep while being immersed in Torah thoughts. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says, Ma'ikro, where do you see this in the Pasuk? Says in the Pasuk, Rigzu, you should tremble, Ve'al Techto, and that should stop you doing Averis. Imru Vilvavchem, you should say on your hearts, with your hearts, Al Mishkavchem, on your beds, Vedoim Musela, and then you'll be completely silent. Okay, we'll soon see in the Gemara what that means. But the Imru Vilvavchem, Al Mishkavchem is referring to saying Torah and Kriyas Shema when you're in bed, or about to go to bed. Omer of Nachman. Nachman says, "Im Talmud Chacham hu." If he's a type of Talmud Chacham of such a level that his mind is not stopping to think in Torah at any point, at any time, then his going to bed is not an interruption to Torah. He ain't sorry. He does not need to say Kriyas Shema Lamita. I don't think we have such Talmidei Chachamim today on that level. And the Poskim say today everybody should say Kriyas Shema Shalamita. Omer Abaya. Abaya says, Af Talmud Chacham, even a Talmud Chacham that does not need to say Kriyas Shema because his mind is immersed in learning, Miboy Leilemei Marchad Psuke Derachmi, he should nonetheless say a Pasuk, which is referring to Hashem's Rachmonis. Kegoyin, for example, Beyotcho Af Kidruchi, I'm giving over to you my spirit when I go to sleep, Podiso Oisi Hashem Kel Emes. At least he should say that Pasuk before going to sleep. And in Yitzchem tomorrow, we're going to start Daf Hei Omid Aleph, four lines from the top.